Unit 10. Art. Reading 1. The Sistine Chapel Ceiling. Millions of people visit Vatican City every year to see the stunning Sistine Chapel. The chapel is most famous for its ceiling, which is covered in huge paintings or frescoes showing 9 stories from the Bible. Together, these paintings form one of the world's greatest artworks. What was surprising at the time of its creation was that this masterpiece was created by an artist who was better known for his sculptures, Michelangelo. In fact, when Pope Julius II first asked him to paint the ceiling, Michelangelo refused, preferring to stick to his sculptures. However, pressure from the Pope eventually persuaded Michelangelo to accept the commission, and so he began to work on his first great painting in 1508. The project was long and difficult, lasting more than 4 years. Michelangelo had no experience in creating frescoes, so he had to learn as he went along. Working inside the chapel also posed problems. At 68 feet above the ground, the ceiling was so high that special scaffolding was needed. As if this wasn't problematic enough, the ceiling was moldy, which made regular plaster crumble. To address this issue, Michelangelo's assistant invented a new kind of plaster that stayed dry. Overcoming all these obstacles, Michelangelo worked almost completely alone to complete the painting. His attention to the fine details of the work was so great that his eyesight deteriorated, and his body became twisted and deformed due to his constant leaning on top of the scaffolding. In silence, he worked alone, often covered in paint that dripped down on him from the ceiling. By November 1512, the work was finally complete, and Michelangelo's fame as one of the world's greatest painters had begun. Reading 2. Method Acting. Method acting, which is said to have revolutionized theater since its introduction in the 1930s, aims to make acting realistic. Traditionally, acting had been overly dramatic and unconvincing. Actors read their characters' lines dramatically, as if they were making a speech. They didn't try to feel or express their characters' internal emotions. One of the creators of method acting, Stanislavski, believed that actors' portrayals of characters should be more natural. To achieve this, he and other method acting pioneers encouraged each other to prepare for his or her role by living the character's life so that they could feel that character's emotions. The resulting performances were such an improvement over those based on the traditional form of acting that method acting spread quickly and gave the 20th century some of its best actors, such as Dustin Hoffman, Al Pacino, and Robert De Niro. So how do these great method actors prepare for their performances? A simple method they use is to ask themselves, what would I feel if I was in the character's situation? Observation is also key. They observe everything about real people who resemble their characters so that they can portray them realistically. Another technique used is sense memory, through which actors generate emotions by remembering feelings from their own lives. In this way, the actors show real emotions to the audience. Although method acting has been very successful, it poses challenges and difficulties for actors. Sometimes, actors become so obsessed with their characters that they behave badly around their colleagues. Method acting can also be bad for actors' health, both mentally and physically, as actors quickly change their mindsets and bodies to be like their characters. Sometimes it isn't easy for them to return to their real lives after living the lives of their characters so intensely.